Today, we are broadcasting from Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past, present. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us tonight.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie. Abby Chatfield is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
What's up?
Hey, I don't know, it's hump day.
I'm just irritated right now.
What's happened?
Something just irritated me as what? We were coming on air, like just in the past millisecond.
Really?
So, you know how I always speak on Instagram about how annoying it is for people to message me things that like little corrections about like my life? I'd rather get trolled and get people sending me death threats than like, hey, queen, the way you put your milk in your coffee is wrong. Like, it's really annoying. It's I don't care.
Someone
just DM me and went,
oh, God.
Water your plant, babe. It looks sad. That plant's been dead for once. It's there in the corner as rubbish. Shut up. Also, maybe it's my prerogative if I want a dead plant. Maybe it's the aesthetic I'm going for.
Well, yeah, hey, if you want.
Water your plant. Oh, shush.
Maybe you're going for that dead plant look.
Oh, my God. I'm waiting to get new plants after renovation, if you must know.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah.
You're not going to let every plant die, though, are you? Until the renovation.
I don't have the capacity to remember to water plants, babe. I'm so sorry.
No, you don't have to apologise to me. It doesn't matter.
I'm actually going to get, if you need to know.
Yeah, please.
Tots. His wife.
Porch envy. The best stuff.
To figure out where to put certain plants in the house for the right light.
She's good at that.
Yeah, so I'm just going to wait until it's all done.
And you'll do it.
And you'll do it. So.
That's not the name, by the way. It's Porch Envy. And you'll do it. That's probably not a bad name, though.
And you'll do it.
Fair enough. Funny. Well, don't correct Abby on Instagram. Just let her live
so
a life.
So annoying.
Also, we don't correct you on Instagram.
I'm going to start doing it to random people if they do it to me on their stories and go, hey, queen, your clock is actually 1 minute out of time or something. That's the stuff they do to me.
Oh, that's really annoying.
It's really annoying.
But anyway. Look, hump day, you know, last week of the show.
Yeah. Keen.
Keen? Wow. Interesting.
I've said it every day. Sorry, babe. I'm a little bit excited for a bit of a, I'm going to the bloody reef.
I'm looking forward to some dinners with Lucy at like 6 o'clock.
Be so nice. A normal dinner.
6 o'clock dinners. Having dinner when the sun is still out. Sun dinners.
Oh, sorry. I was so excited.
The look on your face.
Sorry, I just imagine sitting also everyone we're aware of how lucky we are, but because someone will go, yes, shush.
More corrections.
I don't care. More corrections. The thought of sitting on the beach or like at a restaurant, like on the water on like a Tuesday and having a little drinky poo.
Oh, fish and chips, some spill.
I mean.
Spill man's all over it.
I mean. Jesus.
So good. Anyway,
that's coming up soon. The faster we start, the faster we finish.
Okay, all right. Okay, a few things on tonight. Chattergrees, obviously, at Hot Nights with Abby. For the last time you can play this year, send through your expert chattergery. You might be able to play just after 7:30. Next, though, we've spoken weirdly a lot about Abby's favourite sandwich and the debacle around it. Mm. I went and ordered the same sandwich today, and we have some results next.
I
will say... Nummies. But...
Big nummies, babe.
Big nummies. But I will give you the full results next.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Waiting all day.
Have you really?
Thinking about it all day.
So this sandwich, beautiful sandwich. Can we say where it's from?
No, because I've been roasting them. No.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. So this sandwich, beautiful sandwich. Beautiful sandwich. Producer Max and I went to go and get one.
Yes. Okay. So here's what's happened. Just a bit of context.
Oh, okay.
So I have this sandwich order that I get this sandwich. I'm going to say 4 days a week in the same place. Yeah. Because it's right near gym. It's easy. I know I'm going to like it. I get that or an acai bowl after gym. It's actual real food. It's not like.
It's true. It is.
It's really nummies. So I ate that and for the longest time it came with corn chips. And now that was one of the highlights because you'd have half of the corn chips raw dogging and half of the corn chips in the sandwich.
You raw dog them, for sure.
You raw dog, yeah, you just have a chip by itself. And then sometimes you use the avocado on the sandwich as a dip for the chip. It was a whole thing. It was kind of a ritual. One day, no corn chips anymore. Depression ensued. But yesterday, I went to a different franchise of the same brand, mm-hmm. and I got a sandwich and a hand corn chip. So Rowan and Max set out
mm-hmm.
on a mission today.
We did. And poor Maxie, I'll be honest. I stayed at Lucy's place last night, and he was like, okay, well, I'll just be here, no rush. And I was like, cool, I'll have a quick rinse, and I'll come meet you. I didn't know he meant he was staying in that spot until I turned up. I thought he was just hanging in Bondi Junction. I thought he was just hanging in Bondi
Junction.
Yeah. That's just in the, yeah, because I picked him up on the way through with my car.
Oh, I thought you went to the wrong store.
No. We're all over it.
Okay.
But so then, and then I text him, like, from when he said to me, hey, I'm here, no rush, all good. He also said to me on the phone, haven't got anything to do today, so just, honestly, it's all sweet. So I assumed he was just wandering around.
Doing a wander.
Just doing a wander. I messaged him like 45 minutes later being like, hey, I'm just leaving now. And he went, oh, mate. And I was like, you haven't just been standing there, have you? And he's like, yes, mate.
He's still good in two shoes. He's like, I'll be honest,
after 15 minutes, I would have gone, are you coming or not?
How far are you?
Stood there for 45 minutes. Obviously, I put the voice memo. I'm hoping he'd blow up at me and we could blame it on the non-vaping. But anyway,
didn't
blow up, oh. Which I'm quite impressed about.
Yeah, well done.
Anyway, picked him up. We go down there. We walk in there. We make our order.
Yep.
I have some audio. I have some audio of, I received it. I hadn't opened the little packet yet. Mm-hmm. I hadn't seen it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to hear it?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Moment of truth. Chili chicken with chicken. Have a look. Put it this way, Max. There's definitely corn chips there. Looks good. Max and I both got chips. They gave, and it was.
Hang on!
And I'll be honest, the sandwich was cut in half, stacked, and they had half the box.
Filled with chips and half the box of sandwich.
Yes. And we were like, wow.
Hang on.
I raw dogged half of them and put half of them in, like you do. And
it's great!
Nummies. And I see what you're mad. Wait.
How come the last. I'm going to go with. 25 times. I get this thing multiple times a week.
You just don't get the chips anymore?
Babe, I'm telling you that it's not happening. This isn't solved.
We were gonna go up and use them. We're gonna go up and be like, hey, not abuse. We're just gonna go up and be like, hey, hey, make sure there's chips up. No, we just went up.
And asked for a chili chicken.
Just a chili chicken.
And you received the sandwich and you're saying from Bondi Beach.
Yeah, mate.
From Bondi Beach.
Yeah, mate.
Are you joking?
No.
From Hall Street at Bondi Beach.
Mate, you're getting too specific now, if I'm honest.
Doesn't matter. I don't care. Hang on. So what you're telling me is there's a personal vendetta against me.
Well, that's what
I know in there. They know my name. Saying. They know my name. They know my coffee order. They know me.
Someone hates you, I think. Because I don't know.
But how would they know the corn chips meant so much
were,
to me?
I don't know, mate. We were in there.
And on Uber Eats?
Maybe.
When I order it on Uber Eats, it happens. When I order it in person, it happens.
Oh,
when
it's a person thing too. Okay.
It's not just on Uber Eats. I thought the same thing. I thought, hang on, so you're getting...
Max and I were like, you know what? It's probably an online thing. They just go, you know what? If you're in person, get the chips.
It's next to my gym. No, babe. I got next to my gym. Bondi's very small. I don't care. Totally. Everyone has a Bondi.
Yeah.
Babe, I go there. It's more often in person.
And never chips. Now.
Ever since that fateful day.
What?
Unless I'm losing it a bit and there are chips.
Hang on.
So you
just don't get the chips.
I'm going to go tomorrow.
Okay, you go tomorrow.
I'm going to order one on Uber Eats and order one in person tomorrow.
Okay.
One for Kira Uber Eats. She can have it at home. Delivery.
And then you go You go to the gym tomorrow and then get one on the way home.
I can't believe this. I'm actually personally upset.
And I'll be honest, Max and I both really enjoyed the chips and I actually made the meal.
It makes the meal.
In fact, to the point where I think if there was no chips, I'd be like, this is just a sandwich.
It's a nice sandwich.
It feels like a meal.
And you put it in and it crunches. It's life changing.
I was doing the crunching.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, it must have been nice.
It was so nice.
Well.
Do you go tomorrow? I reckon you go tomorrow.
I'll go tomorrow.
You go tomorrow. Will you go tomorrow and you'll report back to us?
I have the willpower.
I reckon you should. Will you ask them if they don't give you any? They'll be like, what's your problem with me?
I will ask them. Yeah.
Will you actually?
Yeah. I'm scared they're going to have it now and it's going to seem like I'm not well.
All right. Find out tomorrow. Hot Nights Podcast. Okay. So Abby has a blindfold on because we are going to reveal to her our Christmas outfits.
So we have a staff Christmas party tomorrow.
Yeah.
And the theme is SCA, right?
Yep, yep. And you can dress as anything.
Because for those of you who don't know, we're part of a big network called Southern Cross Austereo.
That's it. Perfect. Nailed it, mate. Nailed it.
So it's, you know, a bit funny of us. And Max is actually part of the committee, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Oh, you need your mic on. Sorry, you go.
Oh, whatever.
It's not, was it not working? Why
all
is
right,
it not working?
Anyway, so you can come with something that starts with an S, C, or an A, which I like that theme a lot.
Okay, yeah.
So am I, what, do you want me to reveal, are you going to drone? Like what are we going to do?
Oh, you want a little drone?
Well, you know, I don't mind a drone and I feel like it's the last week of school, so.
I'll give you a drone, Tuff.
Okay.
So what do you think I am,
Well,
Abby?
We said last night you're going to be me, Abby.
Okay.
Maybe he changed his mind.
Maybe he changed my mind.
Maybe you are, okay, then you're a slug.
Oh, yeah, slug works.
Maybe you're a chucky boy.
Well, I'd just go myself, then, wouldn't I? Wouldn't even dress up.
Maybe you are a... I'm not sure. I've done one for each letter. Max, you are a cowboy.
Hello.
Oh, a space cowboy, maybe.
Ooh.
I don't know, I just fucking give cowboy vibes. Or...
Yeehaw. Slave
or,
horse.
And...
right,
cowboy. Or... alpaca.
Imagine that.
Bugger, she got my alpaca costume. No. Oh.
Andrew, that's big. Can you imagine someone rolling?
Actually, no, you're sure. You're sure.
Why would you say that?
You're Cher, sorry. Because you love Cher so much.
All right.
Oh. Do you believe in love? Or James Blunt. No, that's nothing to do with that. And there's no P, so you can't be a pan flute.
Imagine if he's
a pan flute through and through.
Imagine if he was the pan flute.
All right, I'm nervous. Should I?
Okay.
Wait, should we maybe, like, should I, like, reveal one of you at a time?
I'll hide behind you. Hang on.
Okay. All right, I'm going to do Rowan first. Ready? One, two, three. Okay, so Rowan is me. Me when I come to the studio.
Yeah, babe.
Me. Okay, he's got this blonde curly wig on because obviously, yeah. I mean, I have brown hair now, but it's more iconic.
Yes.
And he's wearing a matching tracksuit. Now, what's the theory behind this?
Because every day you walk in here, matching tracksuit.
And my hair, kind of messy.
Kind of messy.
Kind of messy going, hey, wait, do an impersonation, go.
Do I look slay?
Did I tell you happened this morning?
So, okay, so are you sitting down, babe?
Okay, babe.
Babe.
Okay, now I'm turning around. And now it's Max. Drone.
You want another drone?
Yes, obviously, it's to reveal.
Okay.
All right, I'm just actually scared. Wait, Max, reveal yourself. What are you?
Dreamer!
Yes! You look sexy. Wait, you look sexy.
Thank you.
Are you sad that I guessed that, or are you excited because it means it's authentically you?
It's what the people want.
It's what I want. Yeah. Babe, you look. Do you arts and crafts that?
No, I've actually owned this for three, four years. It's come in handy quite a lot.
I've seen it a few times, to be fair, Abby.
Babe, that is
spot on.
And the
new
boots.
Shoes, the boots.
Yes, I love the boots.
Oh,
what size are they? What size are they?
Whatever size I am. So they're a large men's.
They're an 11.
Women's boot.
15.
They look great, babe. I'm obsessed with Max's.
Thank you.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Love you both.
Do you approve?
So
can we
fun.
Wear these?
Approved.
Oh, yes.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Live on Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. It's time to play Chattergory.
I tried to do a harmony. Just then.
Did you try and harmonise that? No. But hey, you know.
I think it did work.
I don't know if it did.
Wow.
Do you want to try it again? Mate, you said it.
No. Oh.
Live on Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. It's time to play Chattergory.
No, I go low normally, so you're going to have to go higher. Yes. Just to harmonise it up.
Okay, we'll try next year. So
I think we have another one tomorrow.
Oh, I'm fine with it tomorrow. Oh. Right, so I said, fine. I said, fine. Don't dump it. I said, fine.
All right, what just sounded like you said a bad, naughty word.
Anyway, so Chattergrees. Here's what happens. There are three Chattergrees. The first Chattergree is the Chattergree. It's my Chattergree. It's literally whatever I want it to be. It could be how many phone calls I've made today. If you don't like that, then don't bother DMing us at Hot Nights with Abby with your special Chattergree because it's my rules. It's my game. Doesn't matter.
Yep.
Second Chattergree is the contestant Chattergree. It's whatever they like. But the rule is to what? Be normal.
Be normal about it, guys.
Be normal. Don't be a weirdo.
Nah, don't.
Don't be a sore loser. Don't be a bad sport. Don't try and somehow skew it towards that you're going to win.
How dare you?
It has to be information that I understand. It cannot be your ex-boyfriend's name. How would I know?
Don't care. Don't care alert.
But do care about things that I have access to. The third category is the producer's category. We're down to one producer again.
She didn't like the whole.
Look, we took a blanket away and she said, you can't do this legally. I called Fair Work and we were like, mate, you shouldn't have access to a phone.
So they're actually our homies. We're actually in charge of Fair Work.
Yeah, we actually are Fair Work.
So we were actually gaslighting her while she was on the phone to Fair Work because it was just actually Abby.
Yeah, it was just me going, yeah, babe, get out of there.
Get out of there.
Yeah, took it too far.
And then we took the bed because we knew she was lying to us.
Yeah, well,
yep.
Contestant today is Erin. Hi, Erin.
Hi, Erin.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good, babe. How are you going?
I'm good, thanks. Excited to play.
Okay, let's go.
Just play, or are you looking to win, Erin?
Yeah, I'm looking to win, but, you know, you got to play first to win.
That's true.
Ready to take Abby down.
There we go. That's it, Erin. We love it.
Did you hear the back crack just then?
No.
Through the radio? No.
I got the drone on.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. Okay, playing for $100 Novo Shoes Vouch, Erin. You just have to win, okay?
All right, got it.
Abby's category is Lime Cordial lyrics.
Do you like Lime Cordial, Erin?
No, this is unfortunate for me.
You don't like Lime Cordial, or you don't know Lime Cordial? Because it's okay if you don't know them, but if you don't like them, I'm a bit concerned.
I don't know them.
Okay, great. Okay. Listen after this. I would recommend starting with, actually, I'll see what song. Temper. Anyway.
Here we go. Here comes the question. Mm-hmm. Names as buzzers, Erin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Continue these lyrics. You start fights with everyone. I'm the one to say you're sorry.
Abby, you start fights with everybody. I'm the one to say you're sorry. I know we're wrong, but you're not wrong for long. I only like you when you're leaving.
Yep, I like that.
I only like you when you're leaving.
Yep, I like that. That's fine.
I only love you when you're gone.
I think that's right. That's not the rest of that song.
I only love you when you're gone.
Erin's category is...
Wow, it's just an excuse for me to sing Lime Cordial on the radio, by the way.
Any excuse, mate. Any excuse. Names as buzzers, Erin. All right, here we go. Your category is... Harry Potter.
Haven't seen it.
The Boy Who Lived. How was that, Erin?
Yeah, that was pretty good. Abby, have you actually not seen it?
I've seen a few, but I don't like them. I don't like fantasy lands.
Harry Potter.
I like Real Housewives and Law and Order SVU.
And 1899 now, I think.
Fantasyland.
There you go.
I know. Maybe I'll watch it one day.
Here we go.
That I have a crush on tells me to.
Here we go. Yeah. Here comes the question. Harry Potter keeps his money at which bank?
Erin. Gringotts
Wizarding Bank. Wow. The GWB, as we call it. In Muggle Land.
Cool.
Do you know what a Muggle is?
Yeah, it's a non-wizard or witch.
Wow. Okay.
Because I've had all these Harry Potter idioms forced upon me my whole life.
That's true. All right. Okay. One all, baby.
All right. So,
the random category, as chosen by lone producer Max now, who has now stolen Kate's. Two blankets. He now has two blankets, two pillows, and a soft bed.
He's living large. He's like Marie Antoinette over there.
This is what he does. I think he might bully them.
To get their blankets.
To get all their stuff. You know, whatever. Still dressed in a, you know, whatever. Look at him go. Here we go. Here comes the question, which is things that you consume. Come on, mate.
Mate.
There's a lot of things. Because you're like... I actually don't know what to say because you can just, that's the most broad one you've done. Things you can consume. Are you okay with that question, Erin?
Yeah, I think that it's a bit random, but
it's pretty random.
I think we can do it.
Definitely random. All right, okay. Okay, here we go. Here comes the question. Names as buzzers to win. Name something that gives you energy, starting with C.
Abby.
Erin.
Corn chip. Gives you energy.
I don't know.
Energy is anything that's food. Coffee. Corn chip.
No, you only get... No.
Corn chip gives you energy.
I don't know.
Sorry.
Adjudicator.
By definition, you get energy from food. Any food was allowed just then.
Adjudicator.
Any food was allowed just then.
What do you... I don't know if I agree with corn chip.
I can turn my own microphone back on. I've learnt a lot in a year. I can turn my own microphone... Corn chips.
Oh. Fade it down, Maddie. Okay. What do you reckon, Adjudicator? What are you thinking? Oh, he's Googling. What?
I have done some Googling.
Yeah.
And I have found that a one ounce serving has 18 grams of complex carbs and therefore gives you energy.
Duh.
There you go. All right. I just have to double check with Adjudicator.
Duh. Any kind of food gives you energy, loser.
Hey, I'm not the loser.
Loser.
Not to Erin like that. Sorry, Erin.
Rowan just really, really gets under my skin sometimes.
She loves it. Like that, actually.
Bye, Erin. Sorry, babe. Corn chip. No, because I've got the corn chips. I got corn chips on the mind.
Very
corn chips on the mind.
All right. Thank you for playing, Erin. Oh, corn chip. All right. Okay. We'll find out tomorrow if he gets the corn chips on the... I don't reckon you will.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Stop the presses.
Nummies alert. Nummies alert.
Now, where are we? Headline. McDonald's surprises fans with highly sought-after menu item.
My nipples are actually hard, particularly my left one, which is the excitement centre.
Don't be calling your titties the excitement centre, mate.
Don't be calling them titties. It's my nipple.
Wait. Don't call them titties. My tatas. Wow. They're bringing out a bunch of stuff, like the Cajun Chicken Deluxe.
Oh.
Delish.
Hang on.
But listen, so it's launching. Oh, sorry, no, you say.
Okay.
There's a few things up and about. But it's launching for a limited time on November the 30th, aka today, an item Macca's fans have been campaigning for, the Caramilk Hokey Pokey McFlurry.
Bit of shush, please. So I didn't know what it was. Also, this is not an ad.
I didn't know what it was
because I wanted to be surprised. I thought I was going to guess what it was, to be honest. That was our plan, but...
Sorry, I was so excited.
That's fine. I guess I know what it is now. We're going to do a taste test. Okay, so I love a Caramilk, but...
Oh, well.
Okay, that was disgusting. That sound you just made. It's not 8:40.
Sorry, I'm eating McDonald's McFlurries. I can make whatever noise I like.
It's not 8:40. So here's the thing. Oh, my leg is suddenly out of my pant.
She's been there before. It's not Saturday. It's not a Saturday. How's this happened?
Last Saturday, I was titties out in a circle. Oh, sorry, nipples out in a circle. So, hey, sorry. You were there. I was dripping in sweat. Nipples out in the circle.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I have to go.
Yeah, then you went, I'm going to go home now, babe.
I have to go. I
love you.
All had your boobs out. And I was like, this is not
enough. Anyway, that's a whole other side note. Uh-huh. So, I can't. Stop it.
What?
I love Caramilk. But sometimes to me, bit rich. Stop eating it like that. So I'm going to try this now, and I will decide if it's good or not.
Okay. Crunchy. That's the hokey pokey. You do the hokey pokey and you turn around.
Turn around, babe.
It's not bad,
is it? Take
it.
I mean.
Take what? Oh, don't trip it on yourself. What are you doing? You dropped it all in your pants?
That.
Feel free to take a breath.
Sorry.
Need one.
Sorry.
If you need one, take a breath.
Oh, that, babe.
It's not bad, is it?
How good is this into radio? Imagine turning on the car right now and all you hear is this.
No, I reckon you can go to McDonald's right now and get one. Oh, how's Max out there with the nuggets? I bet you expense those too.
Did you get us chips to dip in here?
What's going on? No, he's out there having a little right blanket gone. What's going on?
Hang on. Okay, Max.
Why did you just get us McFlurry and you got yourself a feast?
For a meal? Why didn't you say you just want a meal from Macca's?
Did you at least get the Cajun chicken, the new one they've got going on?
Dave Cameron's a notification. Bing, $45.
The old Macca is coming back. Did you get an old Macca?
No, those McFlurries are actually a present to you from me because I wasn't expensing my dinner.
Yeah, right. That, mate, you've never lied harder. Not bad as well.
It's okay because I had a year off before I came to work, so my mum.
You had a year off.
Mm. I would have liked a chip dip in here.
Do you have chippies? Do you have chippies?
No, I don't take his dinner, babe. Before I take his blanket. Don't take his dinner. No, no, Max, it's actually fine. Although I would like one chip. Can I have one chip? I just want to experience the dip. Love you.
Have it. You got to go this.
No, 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 no. Don't do that. Don't do that. Max is tipping out his. I'll take them. Let me try with a chip. Oh, my God.
Divine.
All right, play a song or something so that I can, or an ad, or I don't care what you do.
Yeah,
I want to eat this in peace. I want to eat this in solitude.
What? Okay, all right. Elton John, Britney Spears.
Wow.
Couple of chippies in the McFlurry, if you don't mind.
Elton John and Britney Spears are as iconic a combination as chippies and a McFlurry.
Hot nights with Abby Chatfield.
Oh.
Yeah, baby.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Woohoo! Ready for the rest of the show.
Sugar high after the beautiful...
Babe, it's also like an emotional high after the McFlurry that we just had. But if you want to hear all about it and hear our, animalistic sounds...
Oh, they were animalistic, weren't they?
...that came from our mouths.
Max is...
get the podcast.
Max is expensing dinner again.
Yeah, classic.
I don't blame him.
Oh, did you see McDonald's have a new... Did you see McDonald's have a new item? Oh, Max, you can take the corporate card.
He's out there with
want it. Yeah, you do.
He's out there with a 20-pack of nuggets and a Diet Coke. Their boss is like, what are you doing, McFlurry gear?
Mm. Yeah, we were.
Every night.
But see, we have to dip the nuggets into McFlurry. It's tradition.
And the chips.
And the chips, yeah. Mm. That's all right. Okay.
What's happening?
Can I be honest? I was just... Nath was in here before just having chats with us, and he just has a story. Tune in from 9 that you want to hear because we were in tears. Why am I hooking their show? Anyway, feedback.
It was hilarious.
We were
so laughing. Listen to Jimmy and Nath tonight.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell the story as much as I'd love to steal his thunder.
I would love to tell him. I'd love to ruin his content for him. Can you imagine?
Oh, I would love to take it.
We force him to come to the studio and force him to tell it to our audience.
Our audience. It'd be so great. Oh, Max. No, let him in if he wants to tell it, Max. It's our show. All right.
It's our show.
His content, our show. Here. Get in here. Tell us your funny.
Chained into the desk so he tells your silly story.
I will give a hook, though, to that show.
Yeah.
Never done this. It is about him in the toilet. And it is funny.
It's funny.
And it's highbrow, too.
Hot Nights Podcast.
So it's the end of the year.
It is. This is our last week on the
air. Last week.
We weren't sure, guys.
Everyone else has like 3 weeks of work and we're like, guys, it's over.
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Sorry, we get school holidays.
We actually are like children.
We're actually like children. So we thought, you know, at the end of the school year, you get report cards.
Yeah.
And you get a little comment from your teacher.
Yeah.
And our boss, I mean, they only tell me how amazing I am all the time.
Yeah.
So.
I think they're afraid you're going to leave.
No, I think they're just honest people. I think Dave Cameron is the most honest man that I know, and all he does is tell me how much he loves me and the show.
Yeah, that's
fantastic.
Oh, you're
doing a really good job, mate. Thanks. But sometimes we want to hear from the listeners because we don't have a way of hearing what you all think. So
yeah. We
want you to give us a call on 131060 to tell us what you think about the show. Now, I actually don't care if you like it. I love that you like it, but we want some constructive criticism.
Yeah. Honestly, guys, if you're sitting there going, oh, I love the show, but I wish they did blah or didn't do, that's what we want you to tell us.
In particular, segments that you don't like, tell us.
Yep, things
that's
about...
That's probably the best thing. I don't care if you think that my voice is annoying because can't change it and it's sexy and raspy, so don't call about that.
Things you might not, maybe I don't. Do that you don't like. Maybe things that I do, which will be, that's why I'm not going to call. Oh, already getting
called.
Should
I just call? All right.
Okay. Already
right,
getting called.
Calm
calls.
Down.
Anything
you don't like. But don't say annoying things. Like, don't eat on air because I'm not going to not do that.
Exactly.
So,
we want to know. We want to know all your gripes about the show.
Yeah.
Positive. I mean,
do you think Chattergories is unfair?
Do you think Chattergories is unfair? Do you hate Debate Club?
Well, no one does.
Like everyone does.
Well, no one does. So give us a call on 131060. If you have something you don't like about the show, we're going to appreciate it. We're doing our own survey right now.
We're not made of glass, guys. If you're sitting there thinking that's maybe too mean.
No.
We want you to call.
Call us and tell us, because we want to laugh about it over our Christmas break and come back better than ever and make all of our listeners happy. So 131060, we're going to take it really well. So give us some constructive criticism.
All right. Hot Nights Podcast.
It's the end of the year and therefore we're getting our final report card.
Yeah, we just thought maybe, look, I brought up. Bit of context. I brought up how I said I hate debate club. And I'm over it and I hate it.
No, because you love it. You giggle when you even mention the name, because you the joy that segment brings you. I almost swore to things. I'm so angry about this. You love that segment with your whole heart and your whole giggle.
Well, I was getting some feedback from people in the office about from one club.
Nat Fagan.
Fagsy, you gotta hate it, guys. I'm telling.
And she said, guys, I'm being honest. So we asked. I know. We needed some.
We also got a couple of DMs as well.
About Debate Club.
Someone said, guys, I'm listening to last night's potty. I'm with Nat. Debate Club is the most boring break of the week. It has to go. Sorry, Adjudicator. Love you. It doesn't sound like you love us.
I don't think it's boring at all.
But mate, we're in it. We're doing it.
No, but also if I was listening to a Debate Club, I'd think, what's my opinion on this? How am I swayed? How would I debate this? Because someone else said, Letitia said, Debate Club is one of my fave segments. And the same emoji, love heart hands emoji.
Interesting.
So.
I put up a little question box on the Instagram.
Okay, yeah, but on your Instagram where your followers are skewed to agree with you.
No, on the Hot Nights page. Did it on the Hot Nights page?
Oh, shit.
this one here says how Abby's constantly bullies our precious darling slug.
No one said that. One person said that.
It actually says how Annie, but I think it was just an
Who's Annie? Annie isn't employed here. They got the wrong show.
Someone else said Debate Club always skip when listening on the podcast. Someone else said Debate Club. And someone else said the Rage section.
No, the Rages go off. Sorry, the Rages are most popular.
No, there's the Rage section.
No, but the Rages on social go off. So I don't care. They're great for social.
Everything sounds forced.
Well, it is, because it's a show. So, hey, here's how radio works, everyone, if you want to pull behind the curtains. It's forced, is it? Yeah, you know why? Because it's an advertising medium. We talk in between ads.
Hey.
Sorry to break everyone's idea of radio. Oh, it sounds forced. Yeah, because it's actual we'll sit in a room.
Oh, this sounds like a rage.
I want to go and eat some berries somewhere. I want to go and...
Berries?
I want to be a pilgrim somewhere. Oh. I don't want to be here in the studio. I do. I love it so much.
William,
Yes.
What's your feedback?
I'm nervous, William. Nipples are not hard. They're very soft.
Honestly, I don't really listen to the show. I only tune in when I'm going down to the shops at night. So at most, it's like 3 or 4 minutes every week.
Okay. Well, what do you like, William?
And obviously you like it enough because you keep doing it every week, 3 or 4 minutes a week.
honestly, I've got no idea on what you guys do.
Oh, thanks, William.
William.
What an asshole.
William, you know what's worse than hate? Indifference. And William is so indifferent about it. William.
How's William the fence sitter? Unbelievable. William, get off the fence.
I don't really care about you guys, to be honest. But I call to tell you I don't give a shit.
What a man.
Danielle.
Hey, Danielle.
What do you not like about the show? It's fine. It doesn't matter.
Just tell us.
So tonight I got in the car to listen to you guys. Then I turn on the car and Abby's like, oh, my God, this woman just sent me a text saying, hey, queen, you need to water your plant. And I don't care. So and then I go to the gym. I get back out. I turn the radio back on. And it's like, hey, guys, hit me up if you have any constructive criticism.
Danielle, that's bullshit. Danielle, I want criticism about something that makes me money. Watering plants doesn't make me money. This is my job. Also, that's unsolicited advice, the watering plant. This is solicited. We've asked for your advice. So, Danielle, you're confused next.
Oh, Danielle, well done. Very funny.
That's not funny
at
all.
Pretty funny.
That's unsolicited advice. You're allowed to ask for advice, like going to a yearly report.
No, of course.
Danielle, that was quite funny, though. I'll give you that, Danielle.
What's happening?
Good afternoon, peoples.
Good afternoon. No, it was sorry, night. Hang on. I'd say it's night time. God. Dean.
Hello, Dean.
Hello. So this is a very serious issue.
Okay. What's wrong?
And it's really, really bad.
Oh, okay, Dean. All right.
Are you prepared?
Oh, spit it out, mate.
Dean.
Okay, here we go. You play the same song over and over each day, each night.
Not my issue. I don't choose the songs. Next.
It doesn't matter if you...
Blues, yeah, go on.
Mute him. I don't choose the songs. Not my
thank
issue.
You. Thank you.
All right. Jenny, what's your issue with us?
Abby and Rowan, I'm afraid it might be just me, but I have to say it. You talk way too quickly, and your words just tumble over one another, and I find it very difficult to understand what you're talking about most of the time.
Okay, Jenny, I have ADHD.
If you could just slow it down a little bit and enunciate a little bit clearer.
Sorry, Jenny, I have ADHD, which is a neurological difference. I am neurodivergent, so I struggle to talk. So next,
I probably have it as well, to be fair.
We both have ADHD, and I'm not changing my speech patterns for Jenny. Sorry, Jenny, love you though. Who's next?
Stephen!
G'day. Is this the feedbacks and complaints line for listeners?
Yes, it is. Stephen.
Stephen,
yes, it is. What is it, Steve? You like Steve or Stephen?
Steve with a PH.
Steve. with a PH.
Stephen.
All right, Steph.
All right. Look, I just like to listen to the show with me dinner, and it's on too late for me.
It's not, mate. 7 o'clock dinner. It's not late.
What time's your dinner, Steve?
4:30.
Oh, okay. You have a 4:30 dinner, do
so
Steve.
You want us on it? What time do you want us to start, Steve? Is it like a 3 o'clock start?
Yeah.
So you can.
Are you whistling? Yeah, that'd be nice. Are you whistling,
Steve?
It's my teeth.
It's your teeth.
Sorry, it's your teeth. Or your hose woes.
Yes.
What's with the whistle? Is that a lisp? What is that? Why are you whistling?
Steve?
What about the show, Steve? Okay, not just the time.
Okay, so you want it on a different time slot.
Okay, what are you thinking, Steve?
And you reckon we start at when?
A different time slot.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
For what reason? For you to have dinner?
Yes, just a bit earlier so I can listen to it on my wireless because I love to watch the shows.
Okay. Oh, the shows start about 7:30, don't they, Steve?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Steve. We'll tell our boss.
Would you like to tell the boss, Steve, maybe?
Yeah, put me through. I'll tell him.
All right, we'll transfer.
On the podcast, things are very hot.
Very Abby.
The Hot Nights Podcast.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Abby, there was a socceroo that was making the news about what he orders at Subway.
Subway is nummies.
I do love a Subway. He's like one of the defenders, big dude, huge guy. Mm-hmm. Harry Sutton. You have to be like, even though it's soccer and the ball's on the ground, it's like the bigger you are, it's better because you're just a bit more physical and
I feel
headers.
Like soccer players are always quite little.
No, some of them are just like the goalies, huge, obviously, because long arms
long
and whatever.
Arms,
and defenders,
yeah.
Same thing.
Really? I've never been.
Never been to the football?
Never had a soccer player near me.
Why actually, you didn't, like, we're talking about a game. You don't have to take it. Oh, why would you take it there?
I mean, physically. No, I would.
You?
Yeah, but he was.
What?
He was quite small.
What?
Not in the way.
What are you? No, but I'm talking about height, but you're saying.
Well, it was like. Keep talking.
No, but now I'm more interested in this. So this soccer player you had near you was not tall but not long?
No, he was no. He was quite thin. Quite like
yeah, no, they're
lean.
Athletic, mate. They are lean.
Lean.
So he
so
was
So it was so but he was and he would have been like 5'11".
Really?
Yep.
And thin. So not tall, like not long. Or long? Anyway, I'll get back to this. We'll get back to the sandwich.
Sorry.
Speaking of footlongs. Got him. You beauty. Here all you guys. All right. So he's like 198 centimetres. So he's like a footlong.
Oi. How many rulers is that?
It's a lot of rulers, mate. It's like he's like 200 centimetres. He's big. Okay. Big. 24. Huge. Tallest. Ever outfield player to ever represent the Socceroos.
Yep.
Played the game of his life against Tunisia, right? Awesome. Good on him. Mm. But there was like, I think Subway are a big Socceroos sponsor. I think they're like the main one.
Okay.
I might get that wrong. Sorry, but I think they're the main one. So they were sitting down talking about their orders.
Mm.
And so his mate, teammate Martin Boyle said, what do you have?
Okay.
What do you have, Harry? What do you have? What's your Subway?
What is Harry?
He's like, I only have them long, obviously. Footlongs.
As every other soccer player does.
Yeah, totally. Sounds like it.
Mm-hmm.
Here is order.
God, I missed that. Anyway.
No, but it sounds like you did. It was like a halfer.
No, it was. No.
Oh, right. So he was short, but he was long.
No, footlong. He was just very attentive. Anyway.
Oh, right. So he went for long.
No, anyway. It doesn't matter. What
okay. All right. So his order was. We'll ask him later.
No, no.
Get him
he's
on.
An anti-vaxxer. He's an anti-vaxxer. Had to get rid of him. We had a huge fight during COVID.
Okay. So his order, not your mate, this guy, Harry. Harry's order was chicken breast.
Yeah, right. Yummy. So mine is as well. Yeah, yum.
Chicken breast, yep. Ham.
No.
What?
Chicken breast and ham.
Chicken breast and ham. So he's going
right,
double
Mr.
meat.
Club sandwich. All right.
Going double meat. Ham. A bit of onion. I do a bit of onion. That's okay.
And does he say a bit of onion?
No. It says a bit of onion.
So only like a sprinkle
so
of onion.
So don't be doing full onion. Just a bit of onion.
Can handle two full meats.
Bit of onion.
But can't handle a bit of onion.
A bit of onion's also very attentive, though, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
Cheese. But now he has, not sorry. No, it's not just cheese. He has cheese and onion crisps sprinkled over the top. Ketchup. Then three cookies and a Pepsi Max.
Hang on.
Not a loser.
Hang on. Okay, a few things.
Yuck.
Hang on.
Yuck.
Put some lettuce on there just to have some greenery.
No. Well, yeah, you'd think have the lettuce for the crunch as well, but he gets a separate pack of cheese and onion chips.
Puts it on top.
So there's a lot I don't like about this, but I wanted to get your opinion. First things first, they've made the sandwich and then you're adding to it.
Yeah, I mean, they are our sandwich artists and you're ruining their art.
It's like spitting on Picasso.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
How do you, because obviously you get the corn chips and put them in your sandwich.
Yeah, but it comes with.
So he's bought the chips.
My other issue is I'm concerned about the liquid to food ratio. He's got three cookies and a foot long with double meat.
What's with the soccer players and double meat? You brought it up, mate.
He brought it up in a press conference.
What came up? Oh.
Mate, actually it's 8:40.
We can get naughty now.
It's actually 8:40. No, I am concerned about the fact that he only has one, I presume, 600ml drink with a foot long, double meat, and three cookies.
Yeah, mate, double meat.
Get a Pepsi and a Powerade. Get a Pepsi.
Well, he'd be drinking Powerade all the time. He's a socceroo.
Yeah, boring. Boring alert. He wants to have a little treat. Wait, Pepsi or Pepsi Max?
Pepsi Mac. Athlete.
Oh, I have a full shug, mate.
Come on,
you've got two. You got double meat. You got double meat and triple cook, but you cannot.
Go full shug.
You cannot. I'll call you full shug.
Can't be going full shug if you've got the three cookies. Because he's probably on MyFitnessPal log and everything, you know?
I don't think he's on
MyFitnessPal. What's your sandwich?
Oh, it's chicken.
100% a foot long, though, isn't it?
Foot long on Italian herb and cheese.
Yep.
Chicken
yep.
with cheese, melted avocado,
yep.
Lettuce,
yep.
capsicum,
yep.
and the garlic aioli. Like, it's a chicken sandwich.
That is a chicken sandwich.
What's yours?
Well, mine's like the chicken fillet, like the little...
Don't care. Boring. Most boring... That's boring.
It's actually probably more exciting than yours.
Yeah, I was bored from mine.
I'm more excited about your soccer player.
Do it quickly.
Chicken breast, cheese, melted, lettuce, tomato, pickle, onion. How's you saying very attentive?
Double me.
Oh.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Finished for the night, you know. What can we do?
Jenny doesn't care.
Oh, no, don't hold it against Jenny.
So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, adieu.
To you and you and you.
If you missed it before, guys, Jenny basically said Abby talks too fast.
Yeah, wow. Shock horror. First time I've ever heard that. First time I've ever heard that.
I used to hear it all the time starting in radio. I'm perfect now, by the way.
Well, I used to hear it from my abusive stepdad, so... Well, that hit a soft spot, Jenny. Thank you.
That was not Jenny's intention.
Well.
And to be fair, we invited any and all.
Well.
Including Jenny.
I said focus it on the segments.
Do you just?
Not on the host.
Oh, right.
So.
So she just did a little nod to me and I was like, you mean focus it on me?
I meant the segment. But you know what? It's all good because I have a radio show.
To be
honest. My contract extends to next year. I think we should edit that segment out of the show so Dave Cameron can listen to it.
It's gone away, mate. Mate, it's been through the speakers.
He won't be listening live.
No, but he has.
He's having dinner with his family.
No, but he has a special.
Like Stephen with a PH.
Stephen. Got a few more.
No, Matt. Few okay, more things go. Here. Okay, fine.
Hosts are too hot and funny.
Yeah, duh.
Sorry. Kate said that it's not playing over the next 6 weeks. That's true, babe. Got to have a break.
That is an issue. We've got to have a break, babe, because to be this hot and funny is exhausting.
Oh, hang on. Sorry, someone wrote, I don't like the what's Max thinking of, but they wrote, like the what's Max thinking of intro.
Oh,
I think they're okay with the segment. We wrote the intro.
No, the intro is my favourite part of the whole show, so that's not changing.
Okay.
Anything else?
Someone said, the shit you do on Friday, fun fact or whatever it is, garbage cannons. Oh, righto.
You know what it is? Some people don't understand humour. The joke there is that it is a shit fact. That's the joke, mate. The joke is that it is garbage, of course.
Someone said they hate the intro song.
Sometimes, you know what's sad? What? Sometimes you have to explain to people jokes. And if I have to explain a joke to you, I'm above it.
Someone wrote, when you have to guess what the producer guy lost.
Lost. I said lost. Like, they think he's been losing just lost share my mind.
These are so funny.
What the producer guy lost.
Oh, they're so funny.
Anymore?
It's so funny. Yeah, make the categories questions harder. Interesting.
No, I agree on that one. I think we should make them actually difficult because I get them too easily.
The theme song, I'm so sorry. Oh, no. It's too catchy. They love it too much.
Too catchy.
I wrote it well.
Hosts are hot. I read that again. Moustache. Someone thinks a moustache should go.
Yeah, but they're not seeing you.
It's a radio show,
guys. It's a radio show. You guys actually have a privilege seeing us on camera. So
it's a privilege.
Like, no, back in the day, they didn't have cameras in here. You know? Where they've got extra access to us and they should be grateful.
This person said, I found a lot of your segments very repetitive. Had to stop listening. Guys, we are a radio show doing radio show things.
It's radio. Remember Jazz Chat and Hamish and Andy, how you love that and can still reference it? It's because it was repetitive. All right.
Oh, that's a lot here. That's so good. Anyway, fun.
Anyway, all good because we'll be back tomorrow in our studio and we won't get in trouble for that because that was funny content.
It's true.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have-